Medicare is one of Bob Hawke's lasting legacies, and Labor put it front and centre today on the last day of its campaign. But where Labor is hopeful its health policies will win it votes tomorrow, the Coalition has again focused on winning the support of first home buyers. For a look at the very final pitches to voters from both major parties, here's political reporter Stephanie Boris.
As TV crews and Labor politicians filled the hospital room of six-year-old Chase, he was all too happy to explain his injury.
I broke my arm.
Oh, you did? I can see that. How's it feeling?
Hurting.
It does.
Logan Hospital is in the marginal Queensland seat of Forde. It's held by the Liberal Party, but Deputy Labor leader Tanya Plibersek is talking up the party's chances of winning the seat.
We're hopeful of a number of seats here in Queensland, but time will tell. We are very competitive in a number of seats.
Queensland has a number of marginal seats up for grabs, and the importance of the state in this campaign has been evident in how often the major parties have visited. Prime Minister Scott Morrison today dropping in on three marginal electorates.
This will be the closest election I think we've seen in many, many years. I mean, I don't think anyone who has been following me around the country for these last 5 weeks, 5 weeks ago, thought this is where the election would be the day before.
For Labor, they've used this campaign to focus on health and childcare. Speaking at Logan Hospital, Shadow Health Minister Catherine King paid tribute to former Prime Minister Bob Hawke, weaving his Medicare legacy into the final day of the election campaign.
Medicare is Bob's great legacy, and it's incumbent on all of us in the Labor Party to honour that legacy. And that's what we want to do tomorrow on election day. We want to invest in Medicare again. We know that for many people, out-of-pocket costs of healthcare have been growing under the Morrison government. We want to try and start to solve that problem.
Back in Sydney, opposition leader Bill Shorten spent the morning visiting Bob Hawke's widow.
Blanche said that nothing would make Bob happier than Labor forming a government tomorrow night. I think the time for talk about the election is nearly at an end, if it's not at an end. The voters will make their judgment now.
And with the end in sight, the major parties are doing their best to secure undecided voters. And the votes that really count in this election are the marginal seats scattered not just around Queensland, but also in Victoria and Western Australia. While Labor is pushing health, Prime Minister Scott Morrison believes there are votes to be won among first home buyers.
Where we're standing here today is in the heart of aspirational Australia, where we're seeing aspirations realised. We're seeing Australians' dreams of owning their first home being realised.
The death of Bob Hawke has created an unusual feel to the final day of campaigning before voters go to the polls. Nonetheless, there are messages the leaders hope will cut through.
A choice between a government that understands and appreciates and celebrates the aspirations of Australia, understands the champion within every Australian and wants to see that realised, or a Labor Party who knows they can't manage money and that's why they come after yours, why they raise your taxes.
I say vote for Labor for real change because it's in the interest of the people. I say that if we want to have the best Medicare system in the world, if we want to protect our environment and hand on a better environment to our kids and our grandkids, if we want to make sure that working people in this country get ahead again with help on cost of living and childcare.
More than 4 million people have already made up their mind and put pen to paper. The rest will head to the voting booths tomorrow, and the political parties are hoping for a clear result.
Stephanie Boris with that report.